My name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. Steve Stevens, the bookie killer, a.k.a. Stimulus Steve, a.k.a. Get the Motherfucking Money. Back with another podcast today, riding around with my side-along kick, the paparazzi. Good afternoon, brother.
What's going on?
Another day, another dollar, man. We got playoffs here, NHL hockey in full effect, college basketball getting the job done. Couldn't be more excited, brother.
Now, I want to give a shout-out to one of our loyal fans, Tom Meskel, out there in Boston. He gave me a little text this week and told me that on our last bunch of games, maybe the last 38 with our Golden Nuggets,
games. The last few podcasts?
We are 35-3.
Yeah, well, you mean with tips on the podcast?
With tips on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So I figured that, you know, people would probably get a little bit more excited, start calling the office to sign up, or maybe we should stop giving out Golden Nuggets. Because that means we've given out over 30-plus units for free.
Well, and guys, if you can imagine, these are the games that we just gave out for free. If you knew how he does with his games, you would go absolutely insane. And remember, these are just, you know, games that we give you guys on the podcast. Steve bets his real money on other games. And if you haven't taken advantage of that, you don't know what you were missing.
Well, not only that, but regardless if you get my personal plays or not, bro, nobody's doing better than 35-3, Poppy.
No.
Not even the personal plays.
No.
You know what I mean? Let's keep it 100. That's exceptional. But anyway, guys, January 20th, 2021, podcast number 299.
Unbelievable.
300 is right around the corner. We got to figure out some special shit to celebrate podcast number 300.
We do, and we'll make it special. Trust me.
Absolutely. Our show is sponsored by BetUS and, of course, Paparazzi's favorite sponsor, Blue Chew.
Anybody who hasn't tried it, get to Blue Chew right now.
You guys want to get a hold of us, 877-220-6540. Go to our website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Put your phone number into our website. We'll get back with you with a free pick. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook at VIP Sports LV. And if you don't want to call, direct message me is probably the best way about going to do business with me. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. Whenever you listen to podcasts, click the bell on YouTube to receive notifications on all videos and posts. If you're not subscribed right now, go ahead and press the subscribe button. Press the notification bell so you get alerted. As you guys see, I'm a man of my word. We gave them the Circa Sportsbook Review. We gave them Sports Betting 101. And we're back in full effect recording. Only thing we're missing now is the Rolls-Royce cam, motivation.
And that's coming, guys. And if you did see the Sportsbook Review on the podcast last week, you only saw the second half. So go make sure you go check out the full Circa Sportsbook Review. It's unbelievable.
And like I said, guys, we appreciate all your comments. We read them all. We appreciate all your thumbs ups. The couple haters that put the thumbs down, you know what to do with it. Sit on that bitch.
You know, and
hater.
Congratulations. If
you How do you hate on a motherfucking podcast that gives you 35-3 in the last 38 games?
I don't know. They're just guys who have no clue.
No, they're guys that are in the industry, want to be me. So they click on it and put a thumbs down like that's going to affect the money that I make or us receiving clients or something.
You know, we need to give another congratulations out to anybody that President Trump pardoned last night. Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, Kwame Kilpatrick, former mayor of Detroit. President Trump went wild last night pardoning people.
Yeah, he did for the hip-hop community, boy. They're very excited. I'm sure Wayne is excited.
I'm sure, too.
He probably would have rethought, you know, selling his publishing for that $100 million, thinking that he was going to take his one whop and go to fucking prison for a little while. But either way, I probably would have took the $100 million as well.
Yeah.
If you guys are a podcaster, join the new platform, Audry, connecting podcast fans and communities from around the world. And this month, we are collaborating with the podcast Franken Culture, a weekly show broadcasting from Las Vegas about the latest in video game news and releases with an R-rated edge. If you are a passionate gamer, check out Franken Culture whenever you listen to podcasts.
Did you see that somebody did a review on you? We were down in Newport Beach last year around Memorial Day, and we were with the kids. We were getting them corn dogs, and we were getting them ices. And a fan of yours asked to take a picture with you. I took the picture. And the guy went out on the internet yesterday and did a review on you and told the world that you are one of the most honest guys out there, that when you lose a game, you're not afraid to go out there and tell people that you lose a game. You're a man of your word. You're a family man. Did you happen to see that review?
Absolutely. And more importantly, I'm approachable, just like he said.
Correct.
I'm not one of these guys that you come up to me and I tell you, leave me the fuck alone. I'm busy. Anybody that supports me, I'm going to support you 110%. Remember one thing, Poppy. I come from nothing. Mom had nothing. Dad had nothing. I've had to earn everything I got. So best believe I'm not one of those trust fund guys that's unapproachable. Fuck, you know, if I was still smoking, you can come up to me, I'd blow a blunt with you. You know what I mean? That's the type of guy that I am. But we appreciate all the love. We appreciate all the support. And, you know, it's just the type of guy I am. Guys, check out the Absolute Blowout Winter Merchandising line. Up your swagger with the Ultimate Apparel. For guys and gals who love sports betting, go to AbsoluteBlowoutWinter.com and shop today. Let's get right into the NFL Conference Championship. Who's that brought to us by, Poppy?
Well, that's brought to us by our friends over at BetUS. BetUS, established in 1994, BetUS is America's favorite sports book, and they are ready to take your game to the next level. With more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is a fully licensed sportsbook, providing the premier betting experience to millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account with BetUS today using our promotional code, VIPS125. Once again, VIPS125, and get a 125% bonus on your first deposit. And if you act today, they will throw in an extra $25 free play just for signing up. Follow them on social media at BetUS Official and tell them Steve Stevens sent you. BetUS.com, America's favorite sports book.
If you guys wondering why Paparazzi's looking kind of shiny, got a little swagger to him, got the new shirts, got the Gucci shades or whatever, Paparazzi's been popping himself off something special, something new, which we won't discuss, but he got him a new girlfriend out there. He's shining a little bit. Just goes to show you, guy, don't matter who you are, what you're doing, you fall in love, you find somebody that's compatible with you, your life changes 100%. Gives you the shine, gives you the glow, so you can get on the motherfucking go.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about some current Super Bowl championship odds, Poppy.
Well, we got the Kansas City Chiefs as a co-favorite with the Packers. They are plus 220. We also have the Chiefs at plus 220, the Packers at plus 220, the Buffalo Bills at plus 275, and Tampa Bay plus 375. Now, Steve, I got a question for you. You got four quarterbacks here. You've got Patrick Mahomes, you've got Aaron Rodgers, you've got Josh Allen, and you've got Tom Brady. Out of these four quarterbacks, is Tom Brady the worst out of the four?
There you go. Phones were rolling off the hook. You know me, I can't miss no money, Poppy. No. But I heard exactly what you said, the worst out of the four.
Yeah.
These are the teams right here that are should be in the fucking playoffs, well, no, number one.
But is Tom Brady, out of these four quarterbacks, you got Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, who's the upcoming stud, and Tom
Brady.
Who's
the worst out of the four?
Yeah.
I don't say any of them are bad, but I mean, you're going to have to put Josh Allen as good as he is. He's the future currently. He would be number four.
Okay.
Number three, people can hate on me all they want, and it's hard to go against him, but I'm going to say Mahomes right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, I'm going to go with Brady. And number one, Aaron Rodgers, without any shadow of a doubt.
Guys, if you're watching the podcast, put in a comment on what you think. Rank those four quarterbacks. If you're on the live podcast tonight, do the same. We're very interested to know what you guys think.
What I'm very interested to see is if Brady can pull it off, even though, like I said, I don't want to see them win. They don't really have the talent. However, they do have talent. And I would just love him to fucking smash it in the Patriots' face. Oh, we don't need him. Let him go. We'll be fine without him. Number one, the Patriots haven't had a worse season in fucking years. They looked terrible and embarrassing. And here Tom Brady is in the fucking playoffs with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is the 14th time he's in a conference championship game, which is amazing. He's used to being in the cold, being that he was in New England, but you've got a warm weather team in Tampa going to have to travel over to Green Bay, and the weather is supposed to be nasty up there. You think they can possibly go up there and beat Green Bay?
Anything's possible right now, Poppy. Like I said, you want that cutting edge, you better call me. I'll tell you what's going on. But like I said, Chiefs plus 220, like you said, Packers plus 220, Bills plus 275, Bucks plus 375. So we'll see. NFC Championship, you got Bucks at the Packers. The line is Tampa Bay plus 3.5. And I do have a six-figure play on that game, no doubt about it. Somebody that's excited thinking that they're winning a Super Bowl is definitely going the fuck home. And I can tell you who that is and what state they're going home to.
And all they have to do is call 877-220-6540. And they'll be watching that game with a smile so big on their face they could eat a banana sideways.
A smile so big a Mack truck couldn't run it off.
That's the kind of smile I want.
Absolutely. Total is 51. Here's some stats. Write this down, guys. Tampa and Green Bay have the two highest scoring offenses in the NFL. Tampa Bay allows 22 points per game. Packers allow 24 points per game. Here's the trend. Packers hit the over in seven straight playoff games dating back to 2017. So on paper, this game is a very close game, and on paper, it's an over all day long.
I would just rather call you, make sure I had the right side.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. My play's on the side, 110%. AFC Championship, you got the Bills Mafia. Shout out to the DeGregorios out there. Mark, don't get mad. I was supposed to wear my Bills Mafia shirt today, and I wanted to, and I wanted to represent it. However, I had a couple appointments this morning. The kids needed to eat, get online for school, so I was running around like a chicken with his head cut off, so I didn't have time to remember to put on the Bills Mafia shirt for the podcast, but I sure would have represented it.
If they get the job done this week, you will definitely be wearing it.
No, because then I'll look like a sellout. I would have rather wore it this week because I like the Bills and think they have a very good shot of getting the job done, plain and fucking simple. But like I said, guys, Bills at Chiefs, like I said, line 3, total 54. Want to hear some stats?
Yes.
Buffalo Bills have the third highest scoring offense in the league. Chiefs have the fourth highest scoring offense in the league. Both teams allow just 23 points per game. Here's the trend. The Bills have been making us a lot of money against the spread, Poppy.
Yes,
9-1 to be exact against the spread their last 10 games.
Yes, sir.
Here's the trend. Chiefs have been brutal. When I mean brutal for sports bettors against the spread, they're 0-8 with a push against the spread in their last 9 games. So when you hear someone in the sports book talk about how much money the Chiefs made them over the last 10 games, make sure you run as fast as you can away from that motherfucker because he don't know shit.
Unless
they're
he works 0-8 for the sports book.
0-8-1 in their last 9 games. They haven't covered the spread once in their last 9 games.
Correct. And favorite bettors who love betting a team with scores points, a guy like Patrick Mahomes, that's who they're betting, and that's why the sportsbook have been having record months, the highest grossing months in money that they've had ever.
Sportsbooks are getting absolutely paid. Let's go into some quick NHL hockey. The West, Las Vegas Knights, 3-0. Shout out to the Vegas Knights. The North, Toronto, 3-1. Montreal and Calgary, 2-0. The East, Philly, shout out to the boy Big Skipper out there, 3-1. Washington and New Jersey, both 2-0. In the Central, Tampa Bay and Florida are both 2-0.
Here's an interesting stat for you guys. The Boston Bruins have played 3 games. They have only scored 1 goal even up on the ice. That means a non-power play or non-shorthanded. They've only scored 1 goal in all of their games at even-manned ice. So they're not scoring very much, guys. You may want to be looking for the unders when the Boston Bruins are playing right now.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the NHL is switching the hockey pucks.
They are.
Yes, they are. They were using the data-tracking hockey pucks with technology embedded inside the pucks. But after many complaints about the pucks' poor performance, including the non-sliding well performance, they are switching back to the more traditional pucks that the players are used to. Here's the question. Does this mean be on the lookout for some more first period overs? Abso-motherfucking-lutely.
It could be.
Hands down. Period. They couldn't stand this fucking puck from the time it came out. They're saying, take your data and shove it up your motherfucking ass. Give us our old puck back.
I'm just so happy to see hockey back. And, you know, we have our plays that make us money and everything like that. But it's great to see hockey back.
Like I said, guys, look out for them Golden Knights. They're going to be fucking something to reckon with this year. That's for goddamn
they
sure.
Are, and I love that we were able to keep Fleury over here, not get rid of him. I love that we have two.
Do you love looking at him on the sideline with his hat on, looking like a fucking sad puppy that shit on the floor?
I don't like that, but I like that we have two really good goalies, and yeah. I think that will help us all year long.
No doubt about it. In the meantime, we got the Walrus in the motherfucking goaltending.
Yeah, he's playing good.
You do like making money, correct? I'm Steve Stevens. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer. Whether you're here in town on business or to flat out gamble, don't forget, sports betting is a multi-billion dollar industry and you deserve your fair share. Call 877-220-6540 or go to VIPSportsLasVegas.com, mention this ad, and get a $500 personal play absolutely free. See you in the winner's circle.
You have any friends that like betting sports? That's what I thought. Next question. Gambling's a trillion-dollar industry. Everybody out there is making money. I own a sports betting consultant business here in Las Vegas.
All day winner.
Yeah, I'm this close from having my business blow the f*** up. I'm the one that tells you who to bet on. I'm not the bookie. I'm a bookie killer.
I'm the Michael Jordan of this business. Let me do my job, please.
When we want to move big money on games, we come out to Vegas.
When you buy stock on the LA Lakers, you know the coach, you know the five players, you know the injury, and you know the opposing team that they're playing. Why the f*** would you bet the stock market?
Whop! Got him.
Let's get it.
You know that's all we do is win, right? Winning is the easy part.
I'm getting paid.
You do like making money, correct? I'm here for one reason and one reason only.
Ooh.
To make you money.
College basketball, who's that brought to us by, Poppy?
Well, my favorite friends at Blue Chew. If you need a little boost of confidence to satisfy your girl in bed, get yourself set up with a Blue Chew starter pack today. It's the first chewable alternative with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you will be ready to go down and get down when your partner is in the mood. And Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, and you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at a pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package, and today, Blue Chew is offering an exclusive deal for our fans. Go to BlueChew.com and use our promotional code VIP, again, VIP, and get your first shipment absolutely free with no haggle or hassle. That's promo code VIP, and you'll only pay the $5 shipping fee. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of bed with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color, BlueChew.com. Try it for free today.
Now, the dogs were barking again last night, and in this particular situation, I wanted to kick the dog in his motherfucking mouth because I was actually on the other side of this fucking game.
Yes.
Purdue freshman Jaden Ivey hit a step-back three-pointer with 5 seconds left to help Purdue defeat Ohio State 67-65. I actually had Ohio State last night as a personal play. Had fucking $40,000 on the game, and I lost. They were winning the entire first half, pounding them out, up by six at the fucking half.
They were.
And second half, just let Purdue come back, do their thing. They got hit with that last-minute three. It is what it fucking is, guys. The unranked and shorthanded Florida Gators fucking pounded number six Tennessee 75-49 for the upset on Tuesday. They didn't just upset them. They sent them home with their fucking tail between their legs.
Yeah, Tennessee was a 7.5-point favorite on the road. You know, it looked like Florida's not been playing well. They have been shorthanded and stuff like that. That line looked off to me. I really wanted to play Florida last night. I stayed off the game, and Florida absolutely pounded them from start to finish.
Shout out to all the people out there that still think Duke is a basketball team.
Oof.
I've told you in the beginning of the year, I'll tell you again, the team has completely fallen apart. Their recruiting fucking sucks. The team sucks. The coach is frustrated, and you're going to see a lot of changes over there in Duke, and I wouldn't be surprised if the head coach finally retires.
Well, not only that. You got Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, these big-name teams, guys, that we've been telling you, and if you go back to the last few podcasts, we've been saying you don't have to bet these big games that are on ESPN and stuff like that. You can go with the smaller teams like Bryant, like Longwood, other teams that you have information on, especially during COVID, and are making a lot of money. It doesn't have to be the big-name teams.
And total on East Tennessee State.
Yeah, especially this year, guys. The big marquee teams are not getting the job done, and Steve Stevens is making a lot of money because of it.
Yes, the Duke Blue Devils continue to struggle. Duke is out of the top 25 and lost again last night, 79-73, last night to the Pittsburgh Panthers. Is Pitt a shit team? No, Pitt's balling. They're getting the job done. Should a big organization like Duke have this terrible of a team? Absolutely fucking not. Number three, Villanova, -9, favorites against Seton Hall, and did not cover in their 76-74 victory. Once again, the top 25 favorites are not the teams to be betting on.
We keep saying it.
One ranked favorite team that did cover last night was number 18, Alabama, who fucking destroyed LSU 105-75. Alabama was just a small -1 favorite.
Another favorite ranked team that got the job done was my Michigan Wolverines. They're playing really good basketball. They did have a hiccup on Saturday, but they are a dangerous team as well.
Now, once again, holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo.
We've been talking about Toledo for the last 9-10 fucking games, guys. Holy Toledo has covered 9 out of their last 10 games, and they're 13-3 against the spread on the year. Toledo also has 5 straight overs. So for all you square-ass sports bettors out there that like to take the favorite in the over,
that's one.
You might want to look at Toledo every fucking time they play.
Yes, sir.
Nevada, who I mentioned last week, they covered both games and now have covered in six straight games. Shout out to the Wolfpack, Nevada Reno.
They're playing good basketball. Steve Alford coaching up there.
Too bad UNLV running Rebels aren't.
Oof.
Drake has not seen a lot of action lately, but guess what? Drake is 11-0 against the spread, and its next game is on January 28th against Missouri State. Don't sleep on Missouri State either. 7-1 against the spread on the year. This should be a marquee matchup. We've been talking about Drake over the last 10 games. They're 11-0 against the spread. What else you want me to tell you guys?
I advise being a little bit careful, guys, with these teams because some of these teams have had COVID issues or their opponents. So some of these teams have had some time off. So just take that in mind. Be a little bit careful on that. But following these trends that we're giving you on Toledo, on Nevada, keep going, guys.
Ball State is 11-1 to the over on the year. Let's do a little bit of NBA. NBA segment, NBA referees against the spread. People are really loving this segment.
Write it down, guys.
And you guys better write this shit the fuck down because it's very important. Home team referees. When the guys or girls are reffing, the home teams have had the edge against the spread. You guys ready? Scott Foster, home teams, 8-1 against the spread. Bill Kennedy, home teams, 8-2 against the spread, straight up, 7-3 against the spread. And home underdogs are 4-1 against the spread. Jackin Goebel, 7-3 against the spread as home refs. Home team gets the job done when these motherfuckers are reffing.
I'd be writing that stat down, and I'd be checking who's refereeing the games when these guys are refereeing home.
That is a stat, and that is information that nobody looks at.
Correct.
And literally one of the most important things should be the first thing that you look at. Guys, when you go grab your sheet from the sports book and you see against the spread, you don't have any ATSs with the referees or their names on that list, and that you could take to the bank.
And when the little Instagram idiots call you or text you from their basement in their underwear, first question you ask them, who's refereeing the game tonight? I guarantee you they can never answer that question.
You get that fake-ass recording. Hey, sports fans, do you want to make a bet today? Yeah. Press one.
Hit one, and the first question you ask them is, who's refereeing the game tonight? Give them 20 seconds.
The first game is, who you got?
Yep.
And then after you ask who they got, ask who's reffing the game.
Give them 15 seconds. They can't answer it. You hang up.
And then after that, if they come up with some fake bullshit, after that, ask them, name me two players on the team.
Yeah.
I guarantee they won't have an answer for either one. Like I said, these guys are full of shit. They're marketing geniuses, and they're not making any money, and they give guys like us a bad name. Be careful for all these fraudulent guys on Instagram putting pictures. What does a picture of a car have anything to do with winning games?
Nothing.
What does a picture of a fucking gold chain or a bitch have anything to do with winning games?
Nothing, unless it's a lifestyle like you who is showing off what your business gets.
My lifestyle is due to winning games.
Correct.
Not committing unemployment fraud and acting like I'm a consultant.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Not renting a car and acting like I'm making money from betting
Not
sports.
Living in Nebraska taking pictures of the Vegas sign.
Exactly. Yeah. Not living in Ohio and acting like I'm in Las Vegas with a 702 number.
Correct.
Guys, be careful on Instagram. Everybody and their mom's a sports consultant. They got fake followers, fake likes, and their games are fucking terrible, and they don't know shit. You work way too hard for your money to get fucking played by some guy giving out a free game who don't know shit. Plain and fucking simple. Anyway,
let's
move on to the road team refs. Go ahead, Poppy.
Danielle Scott, road teams are 8-0 against the spread when she is refereeing the game. So she's not a homer, guys. Make sure you're paying attention when Danielle Scott referees road games, again, 8-0 against the spread. Jenna Schrader, another female ref, road teams, 7-0. Again, Jenna Schrader must not like being at home because she's 7-0 when refereeing against the spread. Derek Collins for road teams is 9-2 against the spread when he referees games. So again, Danielle Scott, 8-0 on the road. Jenna Schrader, 7-0 against the spread on the road. And Derek Collins, 9-2 against the spread. Now, Steve, I got a question that I got to ask you, okay? Last week when we did the podcast, 10 minutes after we did the podcast, over to the Brooklyn Nets went James Harden.
Yep.
I first have to go off again. You and I went off a few months ago on what is his name? The point guard. What's the point guard for the Nets? I don't know why my mind is gone right now.
Kyrie,
yes. We went off on Kyrie a little while ago. He wanted to create his own league with the money and stuff. We told him to shut up if he wanted to cash his check and stuff. Now Kyrie, last week, didn't want to play basketball and stuff. I am sick of Kyrie Irving, guys. Now they have a super team with Durant, with Harden, with Kyrie Irving. I am sick of Kyrie Irving personally. If he doesn't want to play basketball, let him give back the hundreds of millions of dollars and go the fuck away. I am sick of Kyrie Irving. James Harden, I appreciate all the effort he put into Houston, but again, a player is not bigger than the team and bigger than the league. He forced the trade over to the Nets. This is a team now, guys, I'm not going to root for, but they are very good. I'm not going to lie. I hope a team like Milwaukee can knock them off. How do you feel about now this super team? How do you feel about Kyrie sitting out and not playing when he wants to play, and a player like Harden forcing a trade to where he wants to go?
Well, number one, I think if Brooklyn had Anthony Davis, they would be an all-star team and they'd be untouchable.
I agree with that.
Number one. Number two, I applaud James Harden for doing what he did to get what he wanted, number one. Number two, do I like how you went about it, playing like shit and playing your little fake-ass games that I saw right through? Now, that was a fucking bitch move. But on the other side, you got what you wanted, so congratulations. I think Brooklyn's a great fucking team. They got three all-stars on there. I think Kyrie will come back, focus, get the job done. And as sick as you are of them, I bet you the Brooklyn fans aren't.
Well, I'm sure Brooklyn is happy, and there's probably going to be a lot of fans. It's just the way they've gone about it and everything, it's a team that I am going to root against, I can tell you that. And I hope Milwaukee can defeat them. They played the other night. It was a very close game. Milwaukee did not get the job done. I think Milwaukee, as good as they are, they're one piece away from being the elite team in the East. I think they need to make a trade and get somebody else.
Well, they need a center, and they could be the absolute shit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And at the same time, they're going to have to work on, you got three shooters that, you know, there's only one guy that can have the ball at one fucking time. So, you know, they're going to have to work that out. But they got talent through the fucking roof, and they should be fine. I don't see anybody beating the fucking Lakers, period.
Lakers are good.
NBA, here's some good news. Delonte West is sober, finally, and working at the same rehab facility that saved his life. He was on the streets and homeless until Mark Cuban personally found him and took him to rehab and saved his life. Shout out to Mark Cuban, one of the most solid people I've ever met in my life. One of the best owners in the league, one of the most personable people, and a motherfucking billionaire who I respect 110%. Guys, it's playoff weekend. It's time to go get that money. I'm not going to run some $99 promotion today because you can't get my plays for $99. I'm not doing any action plays. I'm not doing any VIP plays. If you want to spend some money, $500, $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, and you want to get some owner selections or personal plays, give me a call. Because right now during playoffs, I don't have time to cater to smaller players, guys that call up and say, I wanted a little bit more information. If you don't know who the fuck I am by now, then you must be living in a cave, and shame on you. Don't call my company up and ask me, I need to know a little bit more information. Call my office up and say, I'm ready to go break these fucking bookies and get paid. What does it take for us to do that, Steve?
Amen.
And I will take you under my wing, make you my personal project. I'm on top of the mountain reaching down. All you got to do is grab my hand. I'll bring you to the top. Come jump on this fucking money team. We don't take no for an answer. We do whatever it takes to get the job done. If I got to put fucking pads on, paint my face, put a uniform on, and getting the motherfucking game myself, that's what I'm going to do for you guys to make sure you win.
Now entering the game, El Scorcho.
Period. This sports book, this fucking sports podcast is all about making money, betting sports, period. My job as a sports consultant, and at that, the best sports consultant money can buy is to help you guys make a second income. This is a trillion-dollar industry, and you deserve your fair share, and I want to make sure you fucking get it. You got winners, and you got losers. Which one are you? On the behalf of VIP Sports and myself, the paparazzi, our crew, we love you. Let's go tear up these playoffs. Let's go tear up hockey. Let's go tear up NBA. And more importantly, don't let the players be the only ones to get paid. We love you. See you next week for 300. Peace.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. We play with big cash and we blowing money fast. Riding in a plush Benz trunk full of money bags. I need a G for every light bulb on the Vegas strip. Naked bitches in my mansion dancing to some player shit. Made a grip on the grind, but I started out with nothing. Dealt me a bad hand, but I still won bluffing. I'm Steve Stevens. I make G's when I'm sleeping. Some coward shot me up because they ain't want to see me breathing. Nice try, but my bosses never die. Fresh out the hospital, stitched up, getting high. In the game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. I ain't perfect, I'm a sinner. All about making wages. We love to gamble out here. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout it, talk paper. Money talks, money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks.
If you bout it, talk paper.
Money talks. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Me and Steve talk money, cause that's what real homies do. My daughter be counting money already, she on it too.